January 20th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I tell you sincerely, all of the beautiful buildings and shrines and the property itself that comprise this ministry are not the ministry itself. The ministry is in the hearts of those who come here and in the hearts of those who read the messages. I look only at hearts. Those who are privy to the ears of messages should be transformed into living signs of holy love. That is, if their hearts are open to change. Everyone sins, but these slips into sin should lessen with every passing moment and every message. You should be able to recognize your own weaknesses and make the attempt to overcome them. Your weaknesses are Satan's portal into your heart. Overcoming your weaknesses is your passport to deeper holiness. Avoid occasions of sin, even in thought. If some thoughts lead to discouragement, do not entertain them. Trust that I am always present to help you, to strengthen you. If you do, your temptations will lessen. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.